Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. What is this verse of scripture saying to us? It is emphasizing the importance of having a relationship with God and living according to his will. It means making God and his purposes the central focus of our lives and trusting that he will provide for our needs. Seeking his kingdom and his righteousness means to actively pursue a relationship with God and align our actions to his teachings. Pursuing righteousness means living in accordance with God's moral standards and character. It is not self-righteousness or legalistic adherence to rules and regulations, but rather seeking to reflect God's holiness in our thoughts, words, and actions. Then all these things will be added to you, is a promise that if we put God's kingdom and his righteousness first, he will provide for our needs. This includes physical needs such as food and clothing, as well as other blessings and provisions as God sees necessary. In summary, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, encourages a life of faith, trust, and obedience, assuring believers that God will take care of their needs when they put him first. It is a call to shift our focus from worldly concerns to spiritual concerns, trusting that God will be faithful to his promises. How do we do this? 1. You must be born again. 2. Develop a heart for God's holiness. 3. Obey his commands and precepts. 4. Put his interests above our own. 5. Devote ourselves to prayer, the word, to fellowship, and to proclaiming the gospel. 6. Wait upon the Lord in faith, trust, and humility. So we pray, Father, you are near. You live in me. Your kingdom is here and now, and I want to be in the center of what you desire me to be and to do, so that you receive the glory. Holy Spirit, give me the wisdom to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. May I invite you to join us next week.